Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of whose program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are around the world. Hey, this is Mitch, setting in for Dr. Jim Fetzer. Jim will be back. Jim should be back sometime during the show. There was a kind of a medical emergency, maybe not, and who knows for sure. Jim's wife was having some medical problems. Nothing major. Believed to be a kidney stone, that he had to take her to the horse pistol, you know, the hospital, the doctor's office. He had to take her somewhere, and I tell you what, he should. I mean, let's be honest, passing a kidney stone is not an easy thing most often. I know I've passed, I've passed maybe a dozen. Oh, that's before my kidney became one calcified clump, though. So now I don't get kidney stones. My kidney just doesn't work. Yeah, it doesn't sound real good, but that's just the facts on the ground here. Come on down. Join us, ladies and gentlemen. This is the raw deal. I'm sitting here guest hosting for right now. Hopefully Jim will be here in a little bit, I'm sure. Let's see, where should we go to start the day as far as news and information? Well, I guess we could start in Atlanta, where, you know, they are convening a grand jury to bring more charges against Donald Trump. And as the lawfare by Democrat prosecutors becomes more and more evident that these United States and the elections within it are basically, MAGA RICO. Yeah. Fourth indictment of Donald Trump. Is it coming out today? Supposedly cameras in the courtroom. Dent. Axios. Why George's case against Trump is so damaging. It's not. It's another act of lawfare. That's exactly right. I expect to have to testify sometime during this trial in Atlanta, Georgia, because, hey, I was one of the people feeding the Trump team whistleblower information about the Georgia elections, particularly the Georgia runoff election. But yeah, as long as they can keep Donald Trump in the news and keep Hunter Biden and the Biden crime family out of the news, we will see the crimes of the Democrat Party, the crimes of Joe Biden. Trump will be charged just because they have to cover their ass. So there is, how should we say it, ladies and gentlemen? Yeah. Anyway, yeah. So Trump indictment, is it coming? They're going to build it up, you know. They spent more than 2 years investigating Trump. In fact, Fannie Willis ran on her platform of getting Trump. Yeah. It is sheer crazy. It really is. Anyway, we'll have to wait and see on the Georgia law and the cases coming out of Georgia. AI can steal your passwords by listening to you type. Well, no fucking shit. Oh, pardon my language. I'm sorry. I forgot where I was. Yeah, no shit. You know, listen, AI, you can tell the rhythm of somebody's phone number that they call. You can tell by somebody's typing what they're typing, the keystrokes and such. I mean, I'm telling you, there are no secrets when it comes to computers. If you have secrets on a computer somewhere, they will be exposed to the world or to whoever, right? Yeah. Sheer crazy stuff going on here. Russian warship fired warning shots on a cargo ship in the Black Sea. Yep. Russian bombers intercepted near the UK. As the U.S., U.K., NATO, and Ukraine, everybody, they fly their airplanes at the defense of defense systems of another country just to find out what is really going on. Florida new law crackdown makes driving with illegal immigrant against the law. I don't see how that could be. How could you know somebody is an illegal immigrant? I mean, that would require previous knowledge. Drivers face a 5-year jail sentence. I don't believe that, but I believe the illegal immigrants need to be removed as faster than as soon as possible. I think that's a pretty, pretty good deal. Yeah. Anyway, so, yeah, what else we got going on? Yeah, lawfare against Trump. Absolutely, positively is what we have going on. Let me get over here. As the lawfare against Trump and lawfare to protect the Biden crime family. Yes, Joe Biden and the Biden crime family they're in some seriously hot water right now. And Merrick Garland has appointed a special counsel at this late, late stage where statute of limitations are coming into effect. Yeah. Anyway, crazy, crazy, crazy as it might be. Judge in the Trump J6 trial worked at law firm that represented Russia hoaxes Fusion GPS tied to Hillary's emails. Well, scratch that, Judge. She cannot be neutral and arbitrarily preside over Trump's criminal trial when she recused herself from the very representation of Democrat entrenchment of our legal system. Yeah. It's more insider stuff. Anyway, Disney now making the same mistake as Bud Light, an ex-Anheuser-Busch executive says. For over a year now, Disney has gone woke and has told straight people that your children will be indoctrinated into sexual dysphoria if we don't care. We're going to do it. Bud Light, well, they said they were going to do it. They're suffering. Target, $10 billion, a market cap loss or value loss. Why? Because they, well, they tried to tell people how to think, what to think, how to live, and everything else. Okay? The truth is, ESG and DEI are code names for corporate fascism. Diversity, equity, inclusion, that's just racism legalized in the corporate eyes. Environmental, social, and governance, that's just more the fascism side. So you got social fascism, DEI, and ESG. People with simple minds have failed to realize that the United States government, social fascists, joined with the corporate fascists and taking care of the American sheeple. That's right, the sheeple of America. Yeah. Been played and been punked. Let's see, what's gosh, I really don't know what to do. I did my show earlier this morning. I try to do a show, this is Mitch, on Rumble, 8 to 10 a.m. That's my normal schedule, how always has been. And it's probably going to change as I'm going to get a job. Yeah, got to get a real job, not this fake job here. But anyway, yeah. Let's see. Michigan Air Show. Fighter jet crashed. MiG-23 Soviet era jet crashed. Its pilots ejected, and the building did hit an apartment building. No word on how many people were killed at the apartment building. A steep turn conducted at low altitude, which means there's very little margin for error to maintain the altitude. The pilot must pitch up and increase power. Instead, the video shows the pilots ejecting from the aircraft, which suggests there was major mechanical failure at the time. This was shortly after 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon at the Michigan Air Show. The plane crashed into the parking lot of the Waverly on the Lake Apartments in Bellevue. Anyway, No word on any injuries on the ground, which would be pretty damn lucky if you ask me. But maybe it just crashed into the parking lot and didn't take out the apartment building. Wow, that was some hell of a stuff there, ain't it? Yeah, I like that one. I got to bookmark that for tomorrow morning. Don't forget tomorrow night, 8 to 10 p.m. on Rumble. That's right, those Trump assassination files. Hey, they still rolling. And they still trying to roll Trump over again and again and again. So, yeah, it's a heck of a thing, isn't it? Chutkin's stint with Boies Schiller Flexner, the Democrat-friendly law firm, reportedly represented Hillary Clinton, her foot soldier, Huma Abedin, and Anthony Weiner. Yeah, imagine that. All it seems like all of her information has been, well, scrubbed. Yeah, it's sheer crazy. Anyway, the judge has forced herself, was forced to recuse herself from the bench overseeing Fusion GPS's attempt to block former Congressman Devin Nunes and Cash Patel from outlining the source of payments that funded the infamous Steele dossier. Look, any of these SOBs, these sons of bitches that were involved with anything to do with the dossier and the attempted coup by the Obama administration, they should all be imprisoned in Gitmo until the day they die if they are not executed pay-per-view beforehand. It is crazy. Here's a little bit of here we finally got it going. Okay, all right. Here's a little clip. Cash Patel explains why the judge should recuse herself. Well. That's with Sebastian Gorka.
Here's looking at you, Snowflake.
Well.
But I have no plans to testify, but look.
That's Mike Pence.
We'll always comply with the law.
We'll always comply with the law. Yeah. What about when the law is crooked? What about when?
Well, yeah, they're all crooked. I mean, let's be honest. I don't have a good little clip that I can throw to you right here. Let's not lie to ourselves, okay? We are seeing a corrupted Department of Justice. We have not had an honest Department of Justice, even during the Obama administration. We know that Loretta Lynch was briefed by the CIA about the Russians and their intelligence gathering that found out that Hillary Clinton was running an operation to smear Donald Trump with Russia collusion lies just 4 days. As I said before, just 4 days after Dirty Pete and the rest of the crew was kicking off the Crossfire Hurricane investigation as James Comey, and they all lied. They lied by silence. They withheld critical evidence from investigators in an attempt to have a soft coup against Donald Trump. You know, I often chuckle and laugh as how many dossiers were there? How many dossiers, not the Steele dossier, of course, is one of the dossiers about Donald Trump with derogatory evidence that was created. But there were others. We have to understand that Cody Scheer, Democrat operative, made a parallel dossier called the Scheer dossier, which was also circled around to Democrats. And it was, while it was a, it contained and had literally all of the Steele dossier accusations within it, it also had some others. Yeah. Now, we also know, beyond any doubt, that the CIA created their own Steele dossier. They created actually two dossiers dealing with Donald Trump. The CIA created a dossier, two different dossiers. Now it's three dossiers that they created. One specifically for Democrats so they could smear Trump in all of their hate and glory. And a second dossier that was used to, it was used to inform members of, think about it, who was told? The Gang of Eight. The Gang of Eight is made up of Republicans and Democrats. Democrats got one specific briefing from the CIA about Donald Trump and alleged Russia collusion, and Republicans got a total different briefing. They lied. They lied for political purposes because it was an operation to stop the constitutional distribution of power after the election, after the deep state, and their candidate Hillary Clinton lost the election. Barack Obama is a traitor to the United States of America. I don't give a shit if he takes logs as big as Moby's dick. I don't care. I don't care if he's black. I don't care if he's straight. I don't care if he's lily white. He's a criminal and he needs to go to prison. And all of those that conspired with Barack Obama need to go to prison. Period. End of story. Or we do not have justice. We do not have a constitutional republic. What we have is a complete joke of a nation. And the world can see it. And the world knows it. The world knows that Joe Biden is a corrupted president. The world knows that Barack Obama is a corrupted president. They know the United States of America does not stand by the rule of law. They know that the United States of America is a fallen land. They know that today. They know that we are ripe for an overthrow of our systems. Remember, Klaus Schwab would sit there just happily and say, look, you know, we control half of Canadian cabinets. You know, our young World Economic Forum leaders, yeah, we got them all in everywhere, and we're putting them in cabinets around the world. Because it's a terrorist organization. And Canada has been infiltrated by a world terrorist organization called the World Economic Forum. the unfortunate truth of the world that we live in today. It really is unfortunate because we live in this land of criminality where official corruption knows no bounds. It knows no bounds. And because our official corruption doesn't know any bounds, that really does mean that, well, that's right. Say it. That means there is no rule of law. And we can see this with the indictments against Donald Trump. Remember this, all this rhetoric about running investigations during presidential elections and all this other shit that we've had to listen to, well, for most of my adult life. And today, what we've seen is in 2016, the American government literally ran a coup on a candidate, and he won. And they're pissed. We'll be right back. Wow, I didn't hear that.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Hey, everyone. It's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Revolution Radio every Wednesday 8 p.m. Eastern Time on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hey, good afternoon, everybody. Howdy, howdy. Welcome back. This is Mitch setting in for Jim Fetzer. Jim had to leave unexpectedly this morning and take his wife to the doctors or to the hospital. Anyway, I hope, God bless her, I hope she feels better. I've passed kidney stones, and I tell you, it sucks. I won't lie. It's the closest thing I know to giving birth. You know, I mean, that's how it felt to me. I thought I was giving birth. And then you hear a little tink in the sink later, or, you know, in. yeah, that can be quite the thing. What else we got going on here? Let's get back to more news and information. A man is puzzled when his totaled Tesla comes back online in Ukraine. Yes, evidently a man who had a Tesla, crashed it. It was totaled by the insurance company. And the parts were, it was all parted out or it was sold in Ukraine. Now, this guy's the radio and his Spotify account are playing tunes in, well, Kiev or in Ukraine somewhere. He said he just got a notification over his phone about his playlist. And, yeah, so once he checked, he tracked down, he figured out that, well, it was apart from his Tesla that was, well, stripped down and parted out and sent places around the world. So if you have a car and you use the internet on the car, you know, hey, that, you know, Spotify is an internet web protocol thing, right? All the apps are, well, the internet. Okay. So, you know, if your car gets totaled or somebody breaks in, where they just steal your memory chips in your Tesla. They don't worry about anything else. They just steal your hard drives. And that wouldn't be too good, would it now? Not at all. One of the problems, though, that this highlights is that in Ukraine, that since the war has started, Ukraine has become one of the hot spots. One of the biggest sellers of high-end sports cars in Europe. That's right. That's right. All that money that the United States of America and everybody else is sending to Ukraine is buying really nice and nice fancy cars for a lot of people. Isn't that special? While the Ukrainian military still screams, I don't have any weapons, I don't have any ammunition, I don't have any missiles, I don't have any more Nazi signs to put up, I don't have any more bombs to drop on innocent Russians. Yeah, ethnic Russians living in the Donbass region. Oh, yeah. Hey, did we forget about that slaughter of 15,000 ethnic Russian Ukrainians? By, well, you know, the white Euro-Nazi trash. Yeah. National socialism. Yeah, we have that today, don't we? It's almost an official policy by the United States government. Yeah. Yep. Don't forget to cut them wankers off the young boys. Cut them wankers off the young boys. Yeah, that's what all the lesbians are screaming. Make the men women. But then the women, they're second class citizens then because, well, you know, hey, everybody knows that drag queens are outdoing women, right? Well, not in my viewpoint, but hey, and some people think it's yeah. I think somebody's lost a few brain cells there, and they can't get going. Yeah, speaking of you can't get going, that the streets are clogged in San Fran feces. Yes, yes. What happened in San Francisco and North Beach? The streets are clogged with robo-taxis. Yes, the robo-taxi will pull up and wait for 15 minutes in the road with its four-way lights on, waiting for somebody to come get in. Meanwhile, everybody else is trying to figure out a way to get around the traffic. They can't. They can't because of the programming of those Chevy Cruises. You know, they're programmed, they pull up to the stop, they it's traditional, you can stop in the middle of the street, kind of put your four ways on and wait as a taxi cab. That's traditional, isn't it? Well, not anymore, because the taxi cabs aren't going to have humans in them. And they're going to sit there and they're going to block traffic. They're not going to go around the block and come back. They're going to sit there in the middle of the road like their stupid little program tells them to. And it's not artificial intelligence. We'll go off on that in a minute. But AI? These robo-taxis? You know, everybody that worked for Lyft, you know, everybody that, you know, drove Uber, you know, everybody that, you know, did a quickie delivery. Yeah, just remember, all the business model that you built up and that you supported was meant to eventually replace the human driver with a machine. All of these technologies that have literally lost billions of dollars a year, they have at first, they undercut prices until all the competition died out, and that the only competition left was the digital-based competition where economies of scale destroy those small business. Yeah. Yeah. There ain't no doubt. There just isn't any doubt. Well, I talked about this on my morning show over on Rumble today. And I was, AI, artificial intelligence, it's a misnomer. It's a lie. It's a prevarication. You know, it's fraud, okay? First off, AI, artificial intelligence, first, that would create a pattern of thinking that would not be right wing or would be left wing. It would be thinking based on scientific fact, right? That would be real AI. But we don't have real AI. And I don't believe we have even a chance in hell of getting real AI. I believe what we have, what we call AI, is algorithmic influence. You know, we used to have this media influence. And, you know, we had the printed media and we had radio. And then later we had television. And now we have the internet. And, you know, all through it all, we have artificial influence. Artificial influence of data programming, the way data is presented, the psychological operations that are used to install said beliefs into the subconscious, the conscious and subconscious of people and individuals. Yeah. Anyway, artificial influence. We don't really have artificial intelligence because it's just an expanded number of gates. Yes, no gates. Or an expanded number of optional gates. And the problem is with the interactions of humans, AI can be fed crap and garbage, and then you can get crap and garbage at the other end. And what I'm trying to say is it's not intelligent. Okay? It's just a series of basically yes or no options that you get. So artificial intelligence is crafty programming, but it is not intelligent. And it is most certainly maybe this is the way to look at it. When we have a machine that communicates like you and I do, and can in a random manner talk about and answer specific questions, you know, whether the answers are right or not, that's another question. But we formulate an answer to some random type of question that is rational and understandable. You know, that's why I laugh at the AI bot language that we see today. And you can take the AI bot, whichever it is, and you can take it down the Trump-Russia collusion memory lane. And without taking that program down through memory lane, it doesn't and it won't respond. Because the news and information, the selective data, the selective information that the AI programs allegedly have today. I mean, AI, this artificial influencing, that is still in its infancy. Okay? It really is. But that doesn't mean that, that you can't get away from it, that you can't break it, that you can't dispel it. You know, listen, the way I see it, the way I view it, this AI, artificial intelligence, and the socialism that we're living with today, it will be undone because it's designed. It's designed to be broke. Because if it's broke, then your hands are tied, or you think your hands are tied. Well, anyway, Maui fires. Now, there have been reports where people have said that they had a weapon. That's right. A directed energy weapon. Michael J. Anderson said he had shared that photograph on his Facebook page. If you had not seen it. I glanced at it, and I really couldn't make a big determination from the picture itself, in all honesty, but people will draw their own conclusions, and the picture is worth a thousand words, isn't it? Yes, it is. So 96 people now confirmed dead in Maui, and 93. I saw 96 on another site. Maybe that's some unaccounted or double counted or whatever. I'm not sure. But, you know, it's damn near 100 people. And I suspect by the time they're done, they will find more than 100 people that have died from this fire. Anyway, always a tragedy. It is. It's a tragedy. You know, and people are trying to make hay with tragedies. And, you know, can't the bodies get cold and bloat before we start, you know, before it gets turned into some massive conspiracy? I don't know. COVID victims, families are suing Eco Health Alliance in New York City for victims from the Midwest to the East Coast have sued the healthcare nonprofit for its for its work involving the Wuhan Institute of Virology and of course the gain of function experiments. Okay. Now, Dr. Fauci says that we are not that the how should I say it? That Eco Health Alliance was not doing gain of function research, and we know they were. And you know, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Fraudster, who Rand Paul says, you know, one of the most clear cases of perjury in front of the U.S. Senate that we have ever had. I'm not so sure about that, but it's certainly true that COVID-19 came from a lab, and that Dr. Fauci organized a paper in an attempt to cover up the origins of the outbreak because it would be bad for science. In other words, it would be bad for their pocketbook. Yeah. The lawsuit claims that not only did EcoHealth help create a genetically manipulated virus, the lawsuit claims it worked to cover up the origins of the outbreak. If we had known the source or origin of this virus and had not been misled that it was from a pangolin in a wet market, and rather we knew that it was a genetically manipulated virus and that the scientists involved were concealing that from our clients, the outcome would have been very different. That's what the victim's attorney, Patricia Finn, told the New York Post. Yeah, Fauci lying again and again to cover up his involvement in gain-of-function experiments that were explicitly against U.S. government policy. So we have to understand, we have to realize that Dr. Fauci, what he did was he changed the definition of a vaccine. So their genetic therapy, this, what I consider to be a eugenic style policy.
I think that would be interesting, though, this idea that you were funding research with that Wuhan lab. A, were you? And B, is that fairly common practice?
Oh, it's totally common practice. We fund labs throughout the world, including Australia. And another thing that gets lost in the translation, it was a $120,000 grant out of a $6 billion budget. We call that pencil dust when it comes to funding. And I'm glad you're giving me the opportunity to say this, because if you look at the viruses that they were studying, they were doing surveillance to try and determine, are there viruses out in the environment that actually have the capability of infecting humans? They weren't doing anything to make them infect humans.
Not true, Dr. Fauci, and you know it. You know, first, if you listen to this load of lies by Dr. Fauci, okay? If you listen to the lies, you will hear first Dr. Fauci say they didn't do anything. Everybody, they do it for everybody. Then Dr. Fauci tries to say, well, they were only monitoring. They were only surveilling the viruses, you know, and then Dr. Fauci comes up with this line at the end, which we know is, well, not true. Okay. We know that the vaccine, the COVID-19 so-called vaccine, is a genetic therapy. It's eugenics. These eugenicists believe that they can make the human body better by literally having a mass experiment of billions of people to take in mRNA spike protein and see what it does to them. Yeah, that's pretty, whole world is pretty shitty right now, okay? And we have to understand that, you know, the Democrat Party, the Republican Party, all that stuff is flipped, right? Democrats are just back to their old slave master ways, telling everybody that you are now my subject, you have no civil rights, and you must speak in a certain way, and you must use certain pronouns, and you cannot look, you cannot see, you cannot, I mean, it's just crazy. It really is crazy. Glenn Greenwald says it like this.
No matter how you slice it, this actually is a case where the current government looks at polls, sees that there's only one person who's likely to be able to challenge Joe Biden and defeat him for re-election, and that's the person whom his Justice Department happens to be prosecuting in multiple cases, two so far and counting, and not just cases that have been brought, but ones that rely upon highly dubious interpretations of law. It's not like these are murder cases or rape cases or bribery cases, things people traditionally think about when they hear of criminal accusations. They're very, you know, kind of distant and vague accusations that do depend a lot on free speech rights. And it's just only going to worsen perceptions that the Justice Department and justice system generally can't be trusted.
Do you think that this is something, if we were seeing it in like Latin America or Central America, forgive the dismissiveness of that appraisal, we would regard it as sort of crackpot banana republic conduct?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting, the reporting that I did in Brazil in 2019 and 2020 that ultimately led to my indictment, but that nonetheless freed Lula da Silva from prison was based on exactly that argument, that he was in prison, Lula was, at a time when he was leading all public opinion polls for his reelection in 2018. He had a 15-20-point lead on everybody, including Jair Bolsonaro, and what was obviously a politically inclined prosecution and a politically inclined judge, namely inclined always to be against BT, ordered him arrested, convicted him quickly and rendered him ineligible to run, which let Jair Bolsonaro run and win in 2018 without having to face Lula. Maybe he would have won. We'll never know. And now they've turned around. The establishment in Brazil has and done exactly the same thing to Bolsonaro, knowing that he's probably the only person who can defeat Lula. They, a court, without even trying him or convicting him of a crime, has now declared Bolsonaro ineligible to run for the next 8 years. So, of course, this is the sort of thing that happens in countries that don't trust democracy. It's ironic, Russell, because when I first started writing about politics in 2005, the first book I wrote was an argument that the Bush and Cheney administrations and the top officials in it had committed obvious crimes, war crimes, through things like torture and rendition and
worthless
spying on Americans. And when Obama got into office after promising to let his attorney general prosecute the people who did that if it warrants, immediately he announced there will be no prosecutions. He said, we have to look forward, not backward.
And that's exactly right. That's what Obama was looking at and thinking. They wanted to put everything behind them, and they wanted to work to destroy the rest of the nation that Bush, Clinton, and HW had started. We'll be right back.
Was it a conspiracy? Did you know that the police in Boston were broadcasting, "This is a drill, this is a drill," on bullhorns during the marathon? That the Boston Globe was tweeting that a demonstration bomb would be set off during the marathon for the benefit of bomb squad activities? And that one would be set off in 1 minute in front of the library, which happened as the Globe had announced. Peering through the smoke, you could see bodies with missing arms and legs. But there was no blood. The blood only showed up later and came out of a tube. They used amputee actors and a studio-quality smoke machine. Don't let yourself be played. Check out And Nobody Died in Boston Either. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
If you think for 1 second that the Capitol will ever treat us fairly, you are lying to yourselves. Because we know who they are and what they do. This is what they do, and we must fight back. You can torture us and bomb us. Fire is catching. And if we burn, you burn with us.
Good evening.
Are you awake yet? I hope. We've tried and we've tried for years and years to use passive resistance and loud voices to make a change. The time is over. Your governments around the world have no other goal than to decimate your entire existence at the hands of the bankers and the elites. The war is coming, and it's your choice to decide if you want to be a warrior or a victim. Denial is not a choice anymore. Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener supported radio station on the planet. Not giving up. Revolution Radio.
It is no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
All right, howdy, hey, welcome back. This is Mitch setting in for Jim Fetzer. He had to run to take his wife to the doctors today. So that was unexpected, but I think everything will be okay there. Nothing to worry about. So, I don't know if Jim will make it. Jim was thinking he was gonna make it back, but he wasn't sure. So good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everybody around the world. I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. China debt crisis. Nah, really? China's in debt? China is going down. Shadow banking giant managing more than 1 trillion yuan. Has missed multiple payments and now they're looking at a severe liquidity crisis in China. One of the problems is that China has borrowed bunches and bunches of money from everybody and their brother. They sold bonds to for every infrastructure project you could think of. They've propped everything up, and sooner or later, well, the bond payment has to be made. The people that lent the money eventually want their money back and want to make a profit. However, in China, there are major problems in the economy and the local economies that took out and the local governments that took out all these loans and all these bonds, and they are the ones that cannot pay. But what is happening is because of that, the governments aren't paying and they're not, people aren't getting their money back, they can't pay somebody else back, and those persons can't pay another person back, and so forth. And you have a cascade, a domino effect of people that are in debt or can't pay their debt because of why? Well, that's right. Think about it. Because everybody is overextended, and the last person on the last end of that chain can't pay, so the other person can't pay, so the other person can't pay, so the other person can't pay, and so forth. Now, if you only owe a few dollars, that's a problem, right? But if you owe $1 trillion, that's a serious crisis that nobody can turn away from. That nobody, you know, listen, the entire world and this Ponzi monetary system that we have today, because that's what we have. Our money is a Ponzi. Without fractionalized banking, bringing in and creating new money. And without the Federal Reserve continually pumping into the back door trillions of dollars, the debt currency Ponzi cannot survive. It's not even a it's not even a question, okay? Really, it isn't. Anyway, yeah. So, yeah. Did you hear about the new song the media doesn't like that they're trying to say is offensive, is terrible, and everything else? Yeah, that sounds about right. That's liberals. But here's Oliver Anthony, Richmond, north of Richmond, is the newest song after, you know, Justice Aline's song. So here's another song that's driving the charts. And it's got a kind of a Hank Williams Jr. kind of a tune. Here, check this out. Justin.
I've been selling my soul.
Oliver Anthony.
Working all day. Overtime hours for bullshit pay. So I can sit out here and waste my life away. Drag back home and drown my troubles away. It's a damn shame what the world's gotten to. For people like me. People like you wish I could just wake up and it not be true, but it is. Oh, it is living in the new world with an old soul. These rich men north of Richmond, Lord knows it all, just wanna have total control. Wanna know what you think, wanna know what you do.
Yeah. Yeah, so when you get a chance, check out Oliver Anthony, Richmond, north of Richmond. Evidently, he's one of the most popular artists on iTunes with Ain't Got Dollar, I Got to Get Sober. Yeah. Richmond, north of Richmond. Anyway, if you get a chance, you know, check out the song. And be honest and be true, man. I'm telling you, it's just the media lies about the economy and the Bidenomics, as they're calling it, you know. Working class citizens are suffering, you know, but as long as big business is okay, they really don't seem to care now, do they? No. Argentina devalued the peso, hikes rates after libertarian outsiders shock win in a presidential primary. So-called far-right Javier Milei wants to abolish the central bank, among other institutions. Yeah, I really can't blame him for that. But yeah, fallout from Mount Etna. Mount Etna evidently has been erupting, and due to the fallout of the ash from the volcano, one of Italy's largest airports has now been shut down. Let's see what else we got going on here. U.S. steel soars 28%. Yes, U.S. steel company soars 28% after rejecting Cleveland-Cliffs offer to buy it out. and they want to explore strategic alternatives. Yeah. iPhone maker Foxconn says, well, they're going to slash the sales outlook for the year on demanding smartphone, on sliding demand for smartphones. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, it's, wow. It's a pretty, it's idiocracy where we live here today most of the time. Ukrainians are feeling the heat as well. All they really did was slaughter a bunch of their own soldiers and really didn't make any grounds in a counteroffensive against the Russians. And they're turning dark and a darker mood about the war. Yeah. The problem is, will they lash out in an attempt to escalate the war? Will the Ukrainian people finally rise up and throw out the scumbags that the United States of America installed in Ukraine? Or will they eventually, will they just go up in a nuclear cloud, a mushroom cloud? Yeah. So this stuff, man, I talked about all of this stuff earlier, and did I talk about the evidence of the JFK, the CIA, and the JFK assassination? You know, Jim is really into that, and that's one of the topics that he's more or less an expert on, subject matter wise. You know, but there are certain things that we have to understand and we have to accept. And once you accept those just a few basic principles, you have to admit beyond any doubt that the CIA and the United States government not only assassinated President Kennedy, but covered it up. One of the first obvious things is, of course, the fake autopsy and the the destruction of that evidence. And the Zapruder film, and it's, I'm telling you, that's one of the things that the American people have to understand. They have to understand that the government murdered JFK. The government murdered all of the leaders of the different movements during that time. That's what people have to realize and understand, okay? The United States government murdered JFK. They murdered Bobby. They murdered Martin Luther King. They murdered every activist that was making a difference because they wanted to control the future of society. And by murdering those people, those individuals, they literally took the reins of society and government. Richard Milhouse Nixon, installed like a toilet, uninstalled like a toilet. CIA leader Herbert Walker Bush, president. CIA president. The first rapist, William Jefferson Clinton, compromised and a member of the deep state as long as he got his money and his drugs. Bill Clinton and his power. Bill Clinton, and in particularly Hillary, was in for it. Of course, then a son of a Bush, and then another CIA president, Barack Obama. The deep state really believed that Hillary Clinton could come in and do more damage being an unimpeachable president because she would have been the first woman, as Barack Obama, the first black president, was how should we say it, was not, you couldn't impeach the first black president. They could literally break the law at will. You know, when they talk about Trump murdering or shooting somebody in the street, I mean, literally Obama could have done that. And nobody was, oh my God, he's the first black president. We can't do anything about that. But what we do know is that Barack Obama attempted to overthrow the presidency of, that's right, Donald Trump. And those elements of the U.S. government that Barack Obama directed, and that Barack Obama, I don't want to say sicked on, but directed to take down Trump, they're still at it. Barack Obama needs to be sent to prison. His whole cabinet needs to be, you know, sent to prison. Susan Rice is a lying sack of shit. She needs to go to prison. All these folks need to, they need to be taken down. They need to be taken out. They need to be, well, destroyed. You know, when I had Robert David Steele on, God rest his soul, on my show on Revolution Radio, and we discussed and we argued that those elite, there's no way. I don't believe there's any way. You know, Robert David Steele believed that you could reason with these elitists. And you could say, look, we got you dead to rights. You're going to take your money and you're going to leave and you're not going to influence or you're not going to interfere with government again. I believe that's naive. I believe that's unrealistic. And I believe that itself leads to failure. So, yeah, sheer crazy and stuff as it might be. I guess it's about time we can should open up the phone lines. That's right. Hey, let's open up the phone lines. Give us a call here. 540-352-4452. Give us a call over here in the Revolution Radio chat room. Hey, there's Primitive One in the chat room. Oh, man, I bitch all the time. Yeah, I mean, gosh, you know, if you don't complain, then I guess you just suffer in silence. I mean, if people don't stand up and complain and say, what the F-bomb is going on here, you know, do we just suffer in silence? Or, you know, I mean, people need to step up and make their voices heard. And, you know, I have this idea, I have this belief that, you know, 30 million voices, individuals, bitching and raising hell and talking about topics. Hey, you know what happened? Oh, yeah, there's Brian. They have a hell of a lot more power than 30 million people from the, you know, the establishment Republican Party, okay? Because, you know, they have the people under the party, they have been pulled together and they have one voice. And yeah, they've got a lot of money and they've got a loud voice, but their voice isn't going to be as loud or as carry as much weight as 30 million people, of 30 million individuals. And I think that's part of what we have going on here. Good afternoon, Brian. How are you doing today, sir?
I'm good. When you mentioned the kidney stone thing, it reminded me of something that cropped up on the radio here. It's been a few years back. You know, probably remember Joyce Riley, okay? Yeah. Yeah, she was on this radio station we have locally that's really good. I mean, they'll tell you who owns the Federal Reserve. They're pretty much unfiltered, and they used to have a a homeopathic physician on, this old guy that has a practice here in Kansas City that had a big, thick a book of apothecary, you know, natural healing. And he talked about kidney stones, and he said, they're the easiest thing in the world to fix. All you need is lemon juice and hot water. You make this tea or something. I don't remember the exact directions. And you will pass those kidney stones right away, easy. And then he talked about this book that he had that was published in the 1920s. And he said he knew the publisher of this book. And he was threatened by the AMA, okay, that, you know, you can't publish this book anymore. And he said, well, screw you. Well, one day he went to work at his office and it blew up. Okay, this is on the radio, that it blew up and burned down and that book is gone. But he said, I have a copy. So I found that interesting. So when you mentioned these kidney stones, it triggered that memory.
Well, yes. You know, kidney stones. Yes. I'm trying to think. I don't know if it's the alkaline or the acidity of the juice of particularly lemon juice, that it does help. It does help even alleviate the formation of kidney stones. But
yeah, I'm sure it does. So anyway, yeah. But those natural curing things really work, because I used to have a girl that lived at my house briefly, and she was, you know, like one of those kind of physicians. She wasn't certified or anything, but whenever I would have something crop up, I would call her and she would tell me what to do naturally. And the last thing I had was, because I was shoveling all these years, putting my foot in the ground in a tennis shoe, a shovel on a foot, I started having these horrible foot problems. I would go 3 or 4 days and then my foot would get like I had gout. I couldn't move. I'd have to leave my foot elevated. It would cure and then it would come back, you know, fairly quick. And she said, well, just get burlock root and cook it at such and such temperature, you know, and hot, put water in it, and then take a rag and wrap it around your foot and it'll fix it. I thought, that's the most weird thing I've ever heard. But I did that. And guess what? I've never had a foot problem since. So, you know, the stuff works. And what's going on there is you've got chakras on your body, and that chakra was screwed up, and this burlock root, whatever, you know, it corrected that chakra. So anyway, and there's all kinds of things like that that people don't know about it.
Wow. Well, you know, we do talk about a lot of homeopathic type medicines and treatments here on Revolution Radio. Go ahead. We got about 2 minutes before the break. Here, let me play this. Because I thought this was, funny. You know, here on Revolution Radio, we've talked about COVID, and we've talked about Event 201, and it's like, how many years does it take for information to get from the alternative media into the hands of, well, potential decision makers in Washington, D.C.? Senator Ron Johnson just had this to say about COVID.
I mean, it's just extraordinary to me that, you know, the government was working with social media to amplify lies and suppress truth and has been doing so repeatedly. Why couldn't the American people know that, you know, there were other alternatives to treat COVID? Why can't the American people know that there were side effects with the vaccine?
This is all pre-planned by an elite group of people. That's what I'm talking about. Event 201 that occurred in late 2019, prior to the rest of us knowing about this pandemic. Again, yeah, this is very concerning in terms of what has happened, what is happening, what continues to be planned for our loss of freedom. Again, it needs to be exposed, but unfortunately, there are very few people, even in Congress, that are willing to take a look at this. They all push the vaccine. They don't want to, you know, be made aware of the fact that the vaccines might have caused injuries, might have caused death. So many people just simply don't want to admit they were wrong, and they're going to do everything they can to make sure that they're not proven wrong. We're up against a very powerful group of people here, Maria. But, you know, fortunately, you say, what can we do? Well, you know, we do have reporters like yourself, like John Solomon, other people that have the courage to report the truth against the mainstream media and against the narrative. But that's the only way this is going to be solved, is we need the truth to be exposed. We need more Americans to listen to the truth, to be exposed to the truth, to pull their heads out of the sand, quite honestly, open up their eyes and understand what is happening in this country. We are going down a very dangerous path, but it's a path that is being laid out and planned by an elite group of people.
Yeah. Hey, there's the break. We'll come back and talk about Senator Ron Johnson and his delayed reaction to Revolution Radio's reporting for years.
Like to take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen with host Zen Garcia at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
Even the government admits that 9/11 was a conspiracy. But did you know that it was an inside job, that Osama had nothing to do with it? That the Twin Towers were blown apart by a sophisticated arrangement of mini or micro nukes. That Building 7 collapsed 7 hours later because of explosives planted in the building. Barry Jennings was there. He heard them go off and felt himself stepping over dead people. The U.S. Geological Survey conducted studies of dust gathered from 35 locations in Lower Manhattan and found elements that would not have been there had this not been a nuclear event. Ironically, that means the government's own evidence contradicts the government's official position. 9/11 was brought to us compliments of the CIA, the neocons of the Department of Defense, and the Mossad. Don't let yourself be played. Read America Nuked on 9/11. Available at moonrockbooks.com. That's moonrockbooks.com.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hey, howdy. Good afternoon, everybody. Jim is out. Took his wife to the doctor's or the hospital. I'm not sure which, but Brian is here with us. And hey, you can give us a call, 540-352-4452. And let's hear what you had to say. I just played a clip before the break of Senator Ron Johnson saying, wait a minute. It was a planned demic. Yeah. What do you think, Brian? Better late than never?
Well, what I think is, I said before, the central sun of the galaxy lined up with us December 21st of 2012. And that was when this planet was supposed to shift to the next highest level. And the dark have done everything to prevent that because they die off. They're done when that happens. They can't withstand the higher vibrations. That's what's going on. I mean, it happens every 26,000 years, and it just sounds so crazy. You know, you can't believe it, but it's a 26,000-year event that we're going to have, and that's why you're getting all this exposure, all these people waking up because of that energy that's flowing in here. When I go out and about, I can't believe how many people, you know, now don't believe our newscasts. They know things are a lie, where years ago you'd never get that. And now, you know, my daughter knows it's a lie. And she's young, and her young friend knows everything's a lie. And, you know, my customers that I used to have, I talk to them, and they know everything's a lie. So it's going to collapse. Everything is going to collapse. Are you familiar with the Schumann resonance? It's the vibration of the planet, and it's been steadily going up. And when it reaches a certain point, we shift, you know, to this higher dimensional frequency, and they ain't going to be able to make it. And that's what we're headed for. And that's why we have war in Ukraine now, potential war in Niger and everywhere around the world. They have to prevent it. And, but they're not going to be able to. So that's my take on everything.
Well, I tell you, I see the lack of, I dare say it, education. I guess I dare call it education today. A lack of understanding and a lack of ability for people to process information and come out with a reasonable faculty that would be close to an appropriate answer. But, you know, that's not what we have today. You know, when we look at people and they're going and their decision making and such, and, you know, I wish it was something as simple, complicated as the, you know, the literal vibration. But I don't know. I guess I question if it's that simple. And, you know, of course it isn't, because of all of the influence of everybody and everything. So, you know, I have great doubts about this, anything moving into the future and how things are going to pan out and how they're going to work out. Maybe it's just because I look at human nature And I don't see, you know, while our toys changed, you know, we got mobile phones and we got mobile internet and, you know, we even got electric cars that have lots of juice and power and, you know, but they need to be refueled, you know, whether it's charging the battery or however it is done in a, you know, in a machine, that we really haven't changed anything. You know, electric vehicles don't really change anything because we still have to produce that electricity to just as we would have to produce that torque with an internal combustion engine. We haven't changed anything. We've just changed our toys. And that's why, that's why I look at mankind, you know, blowing itself up again pretty soon, more than likely. But I can't say when, just because, you know, it's everything is so unpredictable in the world today. So, I don't know, I hope my internet's not dropping. A court has awarded qualified immunity to a police officer, to the officer who arrested a driver for the IES sign. Hopefully my internet's not dropping. It looks like it's trying to. Well, we almost made it through the show. I guess we'll have to change something here because I can't hear Brian. And that's not right. He's there? Okay. I didn't know. I was rambling on.
I'm not talking. I'm listening to you, so I don't want to interrupt you when you're talking. But when this shift happens, it'll be a shift of consciousness, and it really won't have anything to do with whether we're driving electric cars or whatever. It's just going to happen, and you'll be. Well, and I've explained this before, but people don't get it. Is everything has consciousness? A rock has a level of consciousness. A plant, an animal, people. Then the next level is angel. And there are people walking around that have the soul of angels, and it's demigods. Your disciples of Christ in the Bible were all demigod level, and then the next level is God level, and Christ was that level, Muhammad was that level. You know, you go through history and find different people. John F. Kennedy was God level consciousness, and every 26,000 years, everything shifts up. Okay, so the rocks become plants, plants go up to animals, and when you get the shift, you get all of your lifetimes for that whole 26,000 years. That's why in ancient Greece and whatnot, they had oracles, you know, like the Oracle of Delphi, because Athena, being this goddess, was super powerful, and she could look at someone's lifetimes for the whole 26,000 years. So people would go to them to find out what they should do. And there's an example of an oracle in our lifetime. And it's the most bizarre one you'll ever see, is Jim the Wonder Dog. You can find him on the internet, and he lived in Marshall, Missouri in the 1930s. I went there to buy my last dog, and I thought, what the hell's going on? There's a big statue of this dog in the town square. He's buried in the graveyard, and he's the most visited grave in the graveyard, and people would go to him, and he could predict the future. And the way they would do it, for example, with the Kentucky Derby, every year they'd get like a cup and put the name of the participants in the Kentucky Derby under the cup. And he'd go out and put his paw in a cup. And every year for 7 years, he predicted the winner of the Kentucky Derby. He was supposed to meet President Roosevelt, Hollywood wanted him, but the owner said, I don't want any monetary, you know, exploitation of this dog. So you can read about him. There's a book about him. And so that's an oracle. And that's because there is no such thing as time. Everything is in the now. And we're just living through all these timelines. So I don't know how I got on that rant. But anyway, that's what we're waiting for, is when we shift to the next level and you go up from whatever level you are. You're probably demigod, I'm guessing, and you'll go up to God, or you're maybe angel going up to demigod. Then you get a whole 26,000 years of lifetimes to deal with. And the only way you can change them is doing like chakra dhyana, like I do, and then you'll have good lives. So anyway, you need to look up Jim the Wonder Dog. Mitchell, you'll be amazed. I would have not have believed it had I not been in Marshall, Missouri.
Okay. I was laughing because I had a story lined up about a small dog, a cop, you know, cops, you know, they're idiots half the time. And so this cop was went up to somebody's house and pulled his gun out. We're going to shoot this woman's dog because it was, you know, coming at him. It's a Pomeranian. Yeah, listen, if a police officer is afraid of a Pomeranian, he shouldn't be a police officer. By God. So he pulls his gun out. He shoots at the dog and he shoots the woman owner of the dog while she's standing on the porch. He didn't hit the dog. He shot the owner instead.
Did the owner die?
No, she was only shot in the leg, luckily. Oh,
okay. Well, you know, Pomeranian probably recognized that that was a dark individual. Okay. Probably
more than likely dogs dark. Too, yeah.
Yeah, so that's what was going on, because most of these people in any positions of power are demons, okay, whether it's police, you know, politicians, they're all dark, they're all demons, and so that's what we deal with, that's why our world is the way it is, so not many of them are good.
Yeah. God.
When they're not, they get assassinated.
I was laughing. The Tina Height, the owner, dog's owner's name, was hit in the, I guess, in the shin or the thigh. And according to the police report, when he got to the home, he heard dogs barking. And in response, he fired his service weapon into the air. What are you trying to scare the dogs off with a warning shot that you don't even see the dogs, or, you know, not only that, but that bullet's got to come down somewhere. You know, the chances are it's just going to fall into the woods. It's going to fall in. Yeah, it's not often that somebody gets shot, you know, by a celebratory gunfire being shot in the air, but it does happen.
When I was in Vietnam, we had that happen. We had a flare. They used to launch flares on the perimeter, you know, parachute flares. And one came down on our positions, and one of the troops was laying down, and it decapitated him when the thing hit the ground. It sawed his head off. So, yeah, they have to come down somewhere. And I was reading about Pearl Harbor, that all that anti-aircraft fire after the attack on Pearl Harbor, you know, it hit in residential areas. There were a lot of people that died. And there's a picture of one of these poor people that was in his car. And, of course, the rounds came down on his car, and there he was, slumped over the steering wheel. So, yeah, it happened. So, anyway.
Anyway. Yeah, I, like I said, I did my 2 hour show this morning, and I feel half talked out. I'm not going to lie.
That's why I'm staying on the line, Mitchell. I, in case you get in trouble, I can add my comments, and it'll make it go a little quicker for you.
Trump RICO indictment appears briefly on the Georgia court docket. Docket was posted online by the Fulton County, Georgia DA's office and then quickly taken down. Of course, you know, that stuff is bookmarked and archived by everybody as fast as it pops up online. This document was posted online by the Fulton County DA's and then quickly taken down. Trying to see some of the details. I guess it's talking about this is what doesn't surprise me. The Fulton County case will likely echo allegations of the indictment in Washington brought by special counsel Jack Smith. Trump is accused in that case of trying to overturn the 2020 election nationwide, and his actions in Georgia feature prominently in the alleged conspiracy. District Attorney Fannie Willis, a Democrat who took office days before January 6th, attack on the U.S. Capitol, which isn't really true. That was an American Reichstag. It was a planned provocation to make Trump supporters look bad. It's just terrible all around. Willis has a history of prosecuting cases from teachers to music rap stars. Under Georgia's version of the Federal Racketeering Influence and Corruption Organization Act, a statute associated with Democrats and organized crime. Oh, that's just my sorry, that's a Freudian slip for me. But I have said before that they need to deploy RICO, the racketeering against the Democrat and Republican parties, and that wow, how many charges here? Violation of Georgia RICO Act, solicitation of violation of oath, conspiracy to commit something. Anyway, what they looking at here, 39 charges against Trump, allegedly. Yeah, run it up. Run it up. Run the charges on Trump up because, well, it just makes it just really makes it look more and more and more political and more of a government attack against one person. Yeah, it's crazy. Crazy stuff, Brian. Crazy stuff. Let's see. Disney now making the same mistake as Bud Light. I may have talked about that earlier. I feel like I'm rhyming and repeating all the news information that I had earlier. That's terrible. But that's about how I feel. I'm sorry, everybody. Hey, here's one for you. Virginia Tech has officially ended its affirmative action legacy admissions policies and other charges, man, other stuff. Wow. Hey, the judge interjects a notion that universities are bastions of freedom. Can you believe judge said, well, that's really not so true anymore, that that has changed, and that universities are not bastions of freedom anymore. Hey, here's Johnny calling. Maybe hope I can get Johnny in. Oh, here he's going to try to call back. Okay. My Skype is acting kind of screwy right now. Huh. I don't know why. Ah, that figures. Oh, come on. Come on, computer. Nope. Let me change back. This computer services are really crappy, man. Let me tell you, it can really be crappy. Let me try Johnny. Let me try to see if I can bring Johnny in. What's this? Three or four of us on the call. Maybe he joined and then dropped, but I'll ring him back. Anyway, I hope y'all are doing well. God bless you guys. Let's see if we can get you on the phone with Mitch and Brian. Dun, 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 dun. We got about 5 minutes left, guys. So last chance to ring the ringer, and we'll find out if there's Johnny. Hey, Johnny, good morning. Good afternoon. You're really faint, Johnny. Can't hear you right, my friend. I don't know why. The audio is not very good on Johnny's end right now.
How's that? Is that better?
Hey, there you go. We got you now.
All right, I apologize. You know, hey, I was just curious to know if everybody's been, you know, diagnosed or with CPM. That's Chinese penis memory. You know, it's real short because they've forgotten that Donald Trump told Klaus Schwab, you know, he's doing a fantastic job.
Yeah.
And
that's,
you know, and I just don't know how people can continue to support a guy who tells the guy that wants to destroy the world, hey,
he's
you're
doing
a
good
job.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, he clearly told the man that, you know, and there's a lot of other issues I'm not even going to bring up. Like he says, Hillary calls her love, beautiful Hillary now, because he gave Crooked Joe the name. But it's just so this game of, you know, the left and right paradigm gets so old and we keep getting burnt so many times. That's why we have to abandon it. We must abandon it. And we were warned, too, the party system would destroy us, you know. So that's why it's very important to pay attention to that. And I want to clarify something on January 6th. It was, I call it the day of the broken glass, because kind of like, you know, the Jews, you know, the night of the broken glass when they broke all the glass and they protested and then they were rounded up. Well, it is very similar, but there's just one issue. If anybody trespasses on the District of Columbia, they're going to jail, because that's property that don't belong to the United States. And see, people don't realize that, and that's what they're charging them with, and that's why they're being held, and they have every right to do so. And if, you know, it'd be like me wanting to walk over to Mexico or wanting to go to, you know, just go to any other country. And as soon as I cross that border, there's going to be problems. And me being an American national, not a U.S. citizen, If I go over there, I go to jail, and I'll never see the light of day. They'll lock me up and throw away the key. That's how serious it is. And see, people need to realize that is not land that belongs to the United States. They're not committing treason because they don't have to obey our rules. They operate from foreign soil, which that property belongs to England. You know, if you go look at the deed of the title, and it's just amazing how they've really hoodwinked everybody into all this nonsense. And I want to clarify something on the gentleman who was talking about that 26,000 year event. Well, you know, good luck with that, you know, because the word of God says nothing about that. But the word of God did say that he flooded this place. And everybody I know that's a scientist says anything past the flood is contaminated. So people might want to go rethink that. And I have solid proof right here that anybody that thinks that this earth is millions or thousands of years old, you might want to go get your head examined, because I think you hit it really hard on the toilet, because we live in 2023 AD, not BC. And if you go investigate what BC and AD mean, it'll clarify everything for you. And you won't have to worry about how many millions of years have been passed. Okay. It's real simple. We just got to follow the word of God. And the word of God clearly says what it is, you know, and the truth. And of course I know people have issues with that, you know, and I'm not trying to get religious on anybody, but And it ain't about religion. It's about a personal relationship with our Father in heaven and their creator who made this. Yeah. And you know, hey, I already hear gatekeepers like Glenn Beck and Alex Jones already starting to say, they said it today, that Hawaiian fire wasn't done, you know, by a weapon from above, which we all know it is. And they've been doing that and playing games for a while. Old dummy gatekeeper Jones said it was a dollar lighter and a gas can. I mean, these people need to understand what infiltration is. If you're having a hard time understanding why we're being betrayed by so many people, go study infiltration. It'll show you what their job is, how they must achieve their goals, and how to get there. And see, they've got to tell everybody everything they want to hear and then slice your throat at the last minute. And that's why these people like Alex Jones and Glenn Beck, you know, do all these.
All right, Johnny, you run up to the break. Thank you.
I appreciate you. Hey, sorry if I went on a big rant, but hey, I love
you. Don't worry about it. It's all good. God bless you. Thank you, Brian. Thank you, Johnny.
Thank you.
Thanks, Revolution Radio.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here, Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs, government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyal? Is it sedition? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their